him from their substance. And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. Then his mother and brother...
Welcome to Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. A whole lot was in that those passages from Luke. That's Luke chapter 8. But I want to focus on one thing. We are God's garden. From the parable of the sower, which is the foundational parable of all the parables. I believe there's 42 parables. It's the foundational one. Jesus, in I believe it's the book of Mark, said, this is the parable of the sower, remember? And this is a famous parable where seed was sown on four places. And only one of them was good ground and bore fruit. The other three did not. Jesus, in the book of Mark, said, they said, "Explain to us the parable of the sower." He said, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" This parable is so important, we don't know the importance of it. It's the foundational one. Every parable is important, right? Everything Jesus said is eternally important. How much more important is the foundational parable? And everything in that parable. And here's something interesting. We focus so much on the four places that the seed, is the seed is sown. And the first one's rocky soil and it doesn't bear any fruit. Then the next one, thorns. Then the next one, the next one by the wayside and it springs up and then it withers. Then the next one, the thorns come in. What sometimes we don't focus on is that this reveals that God is presenting to us another metaphor for what our life is like with Him. We are God's garden. We need to become good ground so that Jesus can bear fruit through us. There's a lot of metaphors that Jesus uses for our life. I'm going to get to those in a second, but I want to try to explain this as simple as possible. Something I didn't realize until I heard someone teach about this. So the fourth place, the seed is sown on good ground, and it bears fruit. some 30, 60, 100. A good and noble heart is what Jesus calls this, the good ground. A good and noble heart. So, how does, when seed goes into good ground and it bears fruit, how does it do that? It's in a garden. A garden is cultivated and worked on, and you have to have certain things. You have to have sunlight and water and all of the, you know, care has to be taken. That's what I want to focus on. I want to move on, finish up this message. But the other metaphors, we all know them. Most of us know them. We are the branches. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Or we're trees. Jesus and God throughout the Bible refers to humans as trees. That's a metaphor. We're God's house. Jesus said, a man who hears my words and does them is like a man who builds his house on the rock. So a tree, branches, a house, temple. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're God's temple. Notice how there's something common between and among all these things in God's garden. It's a process, and we have to continually be working on it. You know, a tree grows a little bit every day, every day. Consistency and patience and all these things, that's a walk with Jesus Christ. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a daily thing. So that's something I want to encourage you. Thanks for listening.